Welcome to Digital Business, brought to you by UMIS Consultancy. My name's Stuart Blake, and today I'm joined by David Taplin. Hi, David.
Hi, Stuart.
Is it the quality or quantity that matters when writing content for your website?
Well, it totally depends on the reason why you're writing that content. So obviously, there is always in the back of your mind, there should be the fact that you want to rank well in search engines, but also there's the usability side of it. So in terms of both of those, quality over quantity prevails. So the quality of the content both improves and enhances the user experience, but it also gives you a good opportunity to rank highly on search engines. Quantity has proved to not be as effective as the quality. So you can write reams and reams of content, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to rank higher than someone that's just written a couple of lines of well thought about quality content.
So it's about targeting that content and getting it right.
That's right. And there's a number of factors that come into play when actually writing that quality content. Obviously, one is the vocabulary that you use. So obviously, good grammar and variation of words. So not using the same words over and over again, i.e. appealing to search engines without any view to the usability. But also, it needs to be relevant to the page or the website and your service and product that you're selling. So having irrelevant content padding, if you like, around the site will not do you any favours. Another important factor is you can have very, very good quality content but rank low because it's not unique content. So we've seen this in previous Google algorithms they've launched some while ago, but the uniqueness of the content and the freshness of the content is also very important.
So there's not really any too much or too little.
No, that's right. I mean, again, if you go back to the usability of the site and what you're trying to achieve with the website, obviously, if it's a photography site that has a lot of images, then you may just want a little bit of a snippet of text that describes the images or what you do as a photographer. If it's primarily a blogging site, then obviously, you know, that is your business. It's to actually provide good quality content that interests people. So, you know, what you are doing on the site and what you're trying to achieve is obviously plays a big part, but in terms of optimizing the site in search engines, there is not too much or too little.
So it's an appropriate amount of good quality content.
That's right, yeah. And the primary thing is here to make sure that if you as a user or the perfect customer persona were to enter your site, would they see the content as being too much, too little, or very useful, or not useful at all? And ideally, you want enough information, enough material to guide them around the site, give them all the information they need in order for them to make a decision.
Without boring them.
Without boring them, that's right.
And what are the key factors to take into consideration when writing this kind of content?
So we've mentioned it in this podcast, but obviously you need to be basing the content around the page that it sits on. So if you're, for example, promoting trainers, you don't start writing content for Wellington boots on that page. So it needs to be relevant and tie in with that page's purpose. Obviously, like we've said, really key here is unique content. So to copy or plagiarise someone else's content and change a few keywords is probably not the right thing to do if you're looking to rank highly on Google. Grammar's important, you know, getting good spelling, punctuation, but also, like I mentioned before, a good variation of potentially the same sort of words. So groups of words that mean the same sort of thing or work in the same sort of area, rather than repeating yourself over and over and over again.
So readability really counts.
It really does, yeah. It all goes back and stems back to the user, and that you'll see huge benefits in writing it with that in mind in terms of your rankings and in terms of your conversion rates over time as well.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you for listening to Digital Business. For further information on this or any of our podcasts, please visit www.umisconsultancy.com.